Next up on the senior spotlight, senior running back Tyler Long. And Tyler, you've had a pretty good season this year. Let's talk about last season first of all. You had a couple of pretty good performances in games, and it seemed like you kind of ended on a high note. You had a real good game against Macon. Kind of talk about that Macon game and what seemed to work for you last year.
Well, I just ran hard, ran low, like I always try to do. And normally, defense is supposed to be hunting you down, but I try to hunt other people down and run them over instead of them running me over. And it just, most of the time works out for me, but not all the time.
It's more fun to hit someone than to be hit, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's talk about the running back position. Did you know going into this year you were probably had a good chance at being the featured back in the backfield this year?
I don't know about the featured one, but more of like the short distance kind of runner. But DL, he's got the moves, the legs. He's pretty fast. So I don't do any of that long running stuff. So I just mainly block for him when he gets the ball. So
is it more fun to block or to have the football?
It's kind of fun both ways. Depends how big a guy is you're blocking, but when you're on the ball, it's pretty fun.
Let's talk about the actual position of running back. What are some of the tips to be a successful running back? Is it just running as fast as you can, or are there other little secret things you have to do or other things you have to look at to be successful?
Well, one, you have to be in time with all three of the backs in the backfield. You have to know who has to go in front of you, who's blocking in front of you, where they're blocking and stuff like that. And you have to keep your eyes up, keep your shoulders low, keep your legs running, and have a wide base and not get knocked off balance and try to stay up as long as you can.
I think you're technically listed as a fullback, and you're not quite that 200-pound fullback we've had in the past. What do you do to counter the size advantage some of the defensive players might have over you?
I just try to stay low and do my best on them.
Over the years of playing football, what's a favorite story you like to share with your friends or that you remember as being a pretty fun moment for you?
I'd probably have to say the Macon game when I got three touchdowns, and it was just a lot of fun running around.
What's it like putting on the red and black and running out on the field? What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's pretty exciting when everyone's cheering for you and everything, and just a really good feeling.
Can you actually tell when people are cheering, or are you, when you're on the field, are you kind of singularly focused?
When you're on the field running, you can't really hear anything. You're just mainly zoned in 100%. So, when you're in the huddle, you can hear everyone cheering, but after that, you can't hear anything.
What's your plans after graduation?
I haven't really decided yet, and I don't know if I should go to a trade school and do a little more training in welding or just find a job right after high school and get a welding career going.
All right, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That's this week's Senior Spotlight on KCHI.